yaşıyoruz hocam.
Yaşıyoruz, tamam.
Olur, günler bir zaman kalır.
Tamam, bir tane. Buyurun.
Aye, obudde obukadde obukozesa tubuuzeyo ebibuuzo ku ssanduuko y'amateeka.
Let's use this time ask questions at the Ark of the Covenant.
Ziringa ddakiika asatu.
They're like 30 minutes.
Tumanyi nga tusoma ebiri mu kibuga Yerusaalemu masekkati gaakyo.
Now we study what is in the center of Jerusalem.
Bakerubi abaana b'amafuta.
The cherubim, the sons of the anointing.
Entebe y'ekisa.
The mercy seat.
Ssanduuko y'amateeka.
The Ark of the Covenant.
N'ekyoto.
And the altar.
Naye nga tukyalaba ebyo ebiri ku ssanduuko eno ey'amateeka, tugenda kuba tubuuza
ebibuuzo.
Yesu
yeebazibwa.
Bayibuli eraga mu Baebulaniya essuula eno ey'omunaana
olw'okutaano
mpaka olw'omukaaga,
ka
tulusomeko owulire nga bw'otegeka ebibuuzo ku ssanduuko eno ey'amateeka eri mu masekkati g'abakerubi,
tugenda
kuba tugireeta mu kifaananyi ekinene.
Ojja
kuba osobola okugiraba ne bw'onaaba oli
walako.
Baebulaniya essuula y'omunaana olunya olw'okutaano. Abaweereza b'ebifaananyi n'ekisiikirize eky'ebyo eby'omu ggulu, nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ebyokulabirako bwe biri kye walagirwa ku lusozi.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus. Remember, we've seen many things. Most on the Ark of the Covenant.
The
last time we saw the clothing of the priesthood. How they shifted from the shadow to come back in the originals. We had headed to see how the priesthood was changed. From the priesthood of the Old Testament to the priesthood of the New Testament. Together with the changing of the church from the image to reach the original, the living church which moves.
But
all that they were serving within, they were of heaven. And we saw Moses in the generation. He showed those two cherubims, the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant, and the altar. Like it appears in the book of Exodus. Exodus 26 from verse
30
unto 5. And these were images of the originals. As we move on to see the Ark of the Covenant, I want to ask questions about it. If you have any question, the Ark of the Covenant.
Some
people ask, where did the Ark of the Covenant go? Is anyone asking such a question? There is a man, we met him at the side of Mbuya. And he had his own Ark of the Covenant there. Now, his God
was
always coming from the Ark of the Covenant and he enters him. Now, a lot is like that. There are others, and they say they are going to Israel to visit it.
But
its place as new generation we discovered where it is. It's in the Jerusalem seat of heaven. And it has the way it changed. Its appearance on earth. That's where you can expect questions. And if it appears on earth, in that new way, this power is equated to what? I don't know whether they have a question.
But
that is how it is.
Anyone
with a question? Praise the Lord Jesus. May I'm asking how it's opened. When the book is getting out of it. In opening it, they open on the top, how does it happen? According to Zechariah 5, they say this. This book, when it's getting out of the ark, and it comes in the world, how it comes out like this.
Zechariah 5, Onyolisoka. Era nate nenyimusa amaaso gange nentunulira. Era laba omuzingo gw'ekitabo ogubuuka. N'angamba nti olabye ekiggwe. Nenziramu nti ndabye omuzingo gw'ekitabo ogubuuka.
Ekintu bwe kiba kibuuka kibuukira
kibuuka kidda. When something it flies, how does it fly getting where?
Kidda waggulu.
It goes up.
Tegeeza omuzingo guno gw'ekitabo guba guva mu ssanduuko.
It's growing, it gets out of the ark.
Entebe neyekisa esitukamu katono.
The master's seat is lifted up a little and it opens itself. And the scroll gets out of the ark of the covenant. I don't know if you understand. For according to what it speaks on the cherubims, they too are lifted up and they surround themselves around the center. And you see the storms around there. The clouds which are total darkness and they are poses and they don't see anything around and the clouds become fire and the clouds become white and they become blue and they get back in the ark. Now they have shown the scroll. When it gets from the ark of the covenant, it flies out. It passes out of the top. And it moves out of there. And it comes to where we are.
But
remember this ark of the covenant. It was made that it has a store down itself.
It's
in Gibbs you can never count. It stores everything in it, which is done under the sun.
And
the Holy Spirit comes, speaks records from the waters when he passes through the rainbow. Our voices, our images, whatever we do, they gather themselves on the waters. And the Holy Spirit goes on the waters when he passes through the rainbow colors and he
sucks
off whatever you've been doing and he heads it to Jerusalem city and they put in the ark of the covenant. Not in the book but under the ark of the covenant and they store it there. When you repent, they delete them and wipe them away. When we finish the Ark of the Covenant, that's the external disc of the Lord, where he keeps everything there. And it's the reason why judgment will happen in Jerusalem city, in the center of it. We shall all come and gather there.
And
the Ark will bring out every record concerning you. And they show it there on the lampstands. When you see the video of the Jerusalem city, the lampstands were made and they have screens. There are three. What I'm trying to say, that today you see this side, but it has this side and this side and the
front
side. It has three types of videos. Three. Now all of you, wherever you see that, you see now the ark keeps in it everything. It doesn't keep them in the book. The ark has a store under it. The book comes and sits on the store and the store is down it. After we finish the ark of the covenant, we shall speak of the stores God has been keeping of all people, the good or the wrong ones, besides the ones written within your heart and they which go with you. Your spirit is going to pick whatever will be upon your heart and they will go with you. When you read really them, you refuse them and the day of judgment and they are displayed out of the ark and they display them on the screens. As you still refuse them and another screen gets out of you and
shows
them, as you see them there, they are the same here. You
You will be there very surprised. When we reach there, we shall be headed to judgment. As we see the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins. Another hand, you see it? Praise Jesus, brethren. May I have two questions I want to ask? First and foremost, the Old Testament. We studied and we saw that things were made in physical trees. And kelubims were made from physical trees, even the ark from physical trees. Now my question is, we studied and saw that ark. Someone touched it and it smote him to death. Now my question is, these were just molded things with human hands. How were they empowered to work as if they were alive? And they could harm even human beings. Hebrews 10 says this.
Abebrania esura ya kumi. Tulimbe blani esura ya kumi onyo lusoka.
Hebrews 10 from verse 1.
Kubanga amateka bwegalina ekisikirize kyebirungi ebyali bigenda okujja. So si kifaananyi kyennyini ekyebigambo. Nesadaka ezitajulukuka. Zebawaayo obutayosa buli mwaka. Tebayinza ennaku zonna okutuukiriza abo.
Yes, praise Jesus.
These
were shadows of the
righteous.
Our angels responsible of the originals came and resided within it.
But
because we had Hebrews 1:7, and God speaks this. Hebrews
1:7. Era ayogera kuba malaika nti. Afula ba malaika b'empewo n'abaweereza be ennimi ez'omuliro.
Kati bano ba malaika b'omuliro.
Now these angels of fire.
Be bavunaanyizibwa ku mateeka.
They are responsible for the laws.
Era baabeeranga.
And they were always there.
Jukira be ba malaika.
Remember they are angels.
Abagenda okwandiza abantu ku musango.
Who are going to welcome people on judgment.
Baba tukuvu olwa twandirizibwa malaika Michael.
Today the saints are welcomed by angel Michael and Gabriel.
Nabo okuteesa.
And the ones of counsel. On the day of judgment, this street you see which enters us in there, there will be angels of fire lining on it. The ones of judgment are going to pass through it heading to the center. And they will break the laws of God. Now every day God, in what was shadows, there were angels that made them winds. And we are following that ark wherever it was moving.
The
angels of fire.
And
they know to come and they camp up there when they are in their rockets and fleets.
But
their wind, even if you pass through it, you cannot feel you pass through it. And we expect that they came long time even now. And they continue to appear as they increase in number. Let's see in 1 Kings. Second Kings 6. Let's see 5 from 21.
Basekabaka ekyokubira esula eyokutaano olunyo olwabirimu olumu.
Eri sula ya mukaaga. Olunyo lw'15.
Basekabaka ekyokubira esula eyomukaaga olunyo lw'15. Awomudu w'omusajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma, laba ejje n'embalaasi n'amagaali nga gazingizizza ekibuga. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti, "Zitusanze, mukama wange, tunaakola tutya?" N'addamu nti, "Totya, kubanga abali naffe bangi okusinga abo abali nabo."
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Nti mu biro ebyo
that in those days
mulembe gwe Erisa,
the sons of Elisha,
waliwo abajja okulumba Erisa.
There were armies which came to attack Elisha.
Abagamba yali awulira ebyama byabwe n'abibuulira
kabaka.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Ati ne bajja n'amagaali mangi.
Now they came with a lot of chariots.
Naye ebbanga lino baali tebamanyi nti awo okwetoola Erisa wabeerawo amagye agaliwo.
All along they never knew surrounding Elisha there were armies around there.
Ebimu nabadde ngezaako bikutegeeza jjo.
Some of them I tried to tell them yesterday to you.
Waliwo emirimu mingi Katonda gy'akola wansi w'enjuba.
Works God does under the sun.
Abantu gye batamanyi.
Which human beings never know.
Kati sanduku eno yasobolanga okufuna amaanyi gaayo.
This ark was able to get its power.
Eyita mu bamalayika bano ab'omulimu.
When it passed through these angels of fire.
Abasobola okwekweka nga temubala bano.
You could hide and you could never see them. Let's see down here.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esura y'omukaago nyirwa 17.
2 Kings 6 verse 17.
Erisa n'asaba n'agayiridde. Omuzibula amaaso ge alabe. Awo Mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba. Awo laba olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa. Awo bwe baserengeta gy'ali, Erisa n'asaba Mukama n'ayogera nti, "Nkwegayiridde, ziba amaaso g'abantu bano." N'aziba amaaso gaabwe ng'ekigambo ky'Erisa bwe kyali.
Bamalayika bano ab'omuliro
be
baabeeranga ku ssanduuko
ey'amateeka.
Era baakolanga kampu y'amaanyi nga bagigoberera
yonna weera.
Bamalayika ba Katonda basobola okujja ne bakola naawe battle gundi gye twandiise, bagiyita batya?
They can even come here and they make a barracks of their place.
And
entire barracks around and you can never see them.
Some of the things
we have started of them when they started groups of angels. And we are going to continue to call them
to make these
barracks in the entire nations of the world.
And
not in a long time from now. There is about to come up something which is called full knowledge of God. And it will be a very dangerous thing unto all day who contend with God. Remember, if we try to cast this message on the airs, we need the angels. For men are going to arise a war. But they will blind their eyes for us. And they will do them things and they don't know where they are. But we would have called them long time.
In the
aspect we started the prayer. Don't call it a joking aspect. We are in aligning the way of the Lord. That he can send his angels. For all those words. Which we study are very dangerous to the world.
And
even the churches which got off track. We are about to reach to study the right Christ and his church. That
anything
you see is it consumes all the churches all over the earth.
And
it contains with every belief which never accepts what's written in the Holy
Scriptures.
All those who twisted, those who subtracted and added in God's word.
It means
that thing is going to be very hard. After that, angels have to be present.
When
we began to pray and to repent, to begin to prepare these armies in places they have to be. You still see it as a joke. But where it is heading to, they are going to see of God and his ways and is joining the acts of the apostles and the prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he reveals them to all us. We are going to encamp them in America,
Austria.
Even when we have not reached, they will be there. As we're going to study of them, all the camps where they don't see you yet, you are present. We just
hit
someone is basically in America, and the one in America attacked this place and help us of that threat.
Remember,
they are servants together with us who hold on God's word. In the time of restoring the word of God in our
lives,
they have to come back and be there and they serve with us.
I
don't think they act because it was an image that they abandoned and left it there. They were present moving by it. They are the ones who got the dagons and will beat them.
Yes,
the ark we put here physically.
How
we find Dagon down? Yet angels were the ones who were beating them.
Now,
another comes that they touch it. The angel of fire slapped him to death. Remember there, perhaps you made hell itself. The lake of fire, perhaps. They were present. And me, before we came in this place, me, what I first did. That's why I take everything as a joke, but we are very serious. And we are moving on.
Do you think
we'd have settled here? We wouldn't have been here. We would have been fought already.
So
they come here, they sit there, they have to spy what is happening. I don't know where they reach there, what they do to them. Even they
would
appear once they are seen.
The angels, a brother saw them, they had come
to teach us. Not always here, but he saw the angels. They are there.
I am very strong
speaking. There's not 1% joke.
The
person may be seeing these images. And these are just images. But they have the originals of themselves behind them. Now in the originals, that's what you will meet yourself. Now, because of that, I think the ark was just left there itself. It was washed over by the angels. For the originals were right there existing. And up now they are there.
What did people say? They are there.
These are the images. Of the seven spirits, don't think they are not there. They are there and right here, they are here. And even the city is there, Jerusalem. The angel we study over there.
This
image, we can take them as a joke. But know that the originals are there. They are right there. Even the angels we speak always over there. Now the other time, when the real mission has begun, that's when you will see how it moves on. Praise the Lord Jesus. My three questions. The first question Pastor Alan asked of it. How the ark opens itself and the book gets out. And we saw the other aspect, the mercy seat sitting on top of it. If it opens, the mercy seat lifts itself. The mercy seat first lifts to give space. For without grace, there is no law. The second question is on Jerusalem when people come for judgment. We are studying on during judgment, and we saw that people in hell right now, they will come with their wounds. Are they going to come with those wounds in Jerusalem? We don't smell for us. Now, if we are supposed to, and we see another, I preach to him and he failed, and they are having wounds, and me, I'm in my glory. The third question, is of this book as we see it. You explain someone the book, and they tell it's like the Bible as you see it, and does it sit in like this? What nature was it made? If I explain it to someone, how can I explain it to try to bring out the reality of it?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Concerning the wounds,
we shall be in anger and wrath.
And
remember, no one carries out judgment without wrath.
That's
when we look at Revelation 6, they tell us this. For we have already gotten angered and full of wrath.
Revelation 6:9-11. Obuta salamusango no obuta wala na gwanga olomusayi gwafe kwabo abatula ku nsi
boba ubira mbusungu wabo sira tukusale misango
at the time of judgment
to fayo bagosalira mu byafana na
ndiya don't mind whether the one you judge is looking funny how you just what you would there is no time for considering that
bamunge olaba ababi na ibiwondo gato
usaba
bamusule mu nyanja
yo you ask it to be put more in the lake of fire you put them in the lake of fire. The saints are right there and they are waiting. The saints not finished yet. Even though they have waited, but they have no time to wait, the others. Revelation 6:11.
Revelation 6:11. Okutusa abaddu bannaabwe ne baganda baabwe ne baliwera.
Batulindako.
They are waiting for us.
Naye nga baabaga balindeko akaseera
katini. They told them to wait a little longer.
Tulumbaga yakateka kwakeera.
The sea is not finishing yet.
Yes, we must.
Praise Jesus.
Bo balaba akaseera kalina kuba katini.
They see the moment had to be short.
Ateke yongera Yesu ayongera okusaba
ekisaba. Jesus is asking more time. Now in judgment, if someone is angered, they don't mind of your appearance. Remember today, repent of every anger and we send it to God. They will restore it on the day of judgment to us. We shall see
the
start of that issue as we start of the altar of God where the lake of fire begins, which is under the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, the way this book works, the powers in the color of rainbow. It's Revelation 4. From verse 1 to 4. And Ezekiel 1, 26 and 28. Those powers of rainbow you see. In the seven colors, they are the power of the seven spirits of God. But we heard that book, the Holy Spirit is the one who made it.
So,
that book was made in powers equated to that. And that book, it's written on top and in the inside.
It
has no cover like this of ours. It can turn, look every side it wants. And it can highlight things according to the colors it is in. As you start to highlight things within it, according to the spirit you're studying through. Now the book is of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's proven in John 6:63. The words I sent you, they are spirit and they are life. Now, he made the book himself. It can appear in seven and more colors. Are we together? And when it flies, it's like you see in its writings.
ayandibuuza ekikula kyakyo
nekisobola okwezingamu nekyezingamu and become like a scroll.
Have
you ever gotten a paper and you roll it and it becomes a pointed fork like that? It moves on, it changes and it keeps changing. Because the Spirit is the one driving it, can make it whatever he wants. Can make it a scroll and roll it like that. And you roll it like that. And it flies getting down. And you can even open it like that.
Now,
it can work and make itself be anything because of the life of the Holy Spirit within it.
It
can appear through all colors and in all tongues and languages. Anyone with a question? There's someone behind there. Praise Jesus. We see that the angels of fire walk behind the ark, but I want to know, when they beat this man who had touched it, and we saw David was afraid,
abantu abamu bulaba bakubye kugambe kyali kyetaagisa butukuvu
nabutuukiriveness and holiness.
Abantu abamu batubeerawo mu nsi nga twekakasa byetukola.
People will live in the world where we prove the evil we are doing.
Atumaze otuukiriza Abaruumi esula ey'ekumi.
Fulfilled Romans 10.
Onyotandika olw'omwenda.
From verse 9.
Kati twagala kigambo kutubeera wala.
We don't want the world to be far from us.
And
near our lips, our mouth, even our hearts. And we believe early and quick. For he had already heard why the ark was stolen from Israel. And he had heard why it had smote the others. That they are worshipping other gods. That the others rebelled against God's laws. And he said, me, I will obey God's laws. Let them bring it. If David is afraid of it, David has his own issues with his life. First and foremost, they were in wars and he did a lot of errors in the wars. Even God refused him to build him a temple. He told him, you have shed a lot of blood. Even others' innocent blood you shed it. Like he said and killed Uriah, whom he stole his wife.
Now,
things like this threatened David to get closer to the ark of the covenant. And he said, I'm not aligned well, Lord. I cannot welcome you. But the other man who welcomed it had already fulfilled Romans 10:17. He had the word of God and he believed. And he said, bring it. And he for he was ready to hear the word of God. It was ready to fulfill James 2 from 16 to 19 to put works on the faith. After hearing the word of God, and he put the right works of righteousness, and the ark was on his house and he blessed him. And the others wished to see his God in a high blessing from it. David said, let them bring it. I prove now I'm standing right. We shall see when we head and get from there. When we wrap it concerning and see what
is
how it's going to become great when it is within us.
That's okay. Why?
Praise the Lord. We've seen that when we sin, our sins are taken in the ark of the covenant. And when we repent, they are erased out of it. We've seen this ark. The book gets out of it. And it goes. But Are there other things which can cause the ark to open, which are not our sins? Or when our sins are wiped out, who releases them out? The writer himself. Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter
3.
The one himself who writes sin is the one who erases them out. Second Corinthians 3 from verse 1.
Tutanula nato okwetendereza feka oba twetaaga ebbaluwa ng'abalala ez'okutendereza erimmwe oba eziva gye tuli gye muli mwe muli bbaluwa yaffe eyawandiikibwa mu mitima gyaffe abantu bonna gye bategeera gye basoma nga mulabisibwa okuba ebbaluwa ya Kristo ffe gye twamuwererezaamu etaawandiikibwa na bwino wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu si ku bipande eby'amayinja wabula ku bipande by'emitima egy'omubiri.
Praise
Jesus.
Omutukuvu yawandiika.
The Spirit of the Lord is one who writes.
Awandiika mufe.
When he writes in us.
Yawandiika ekitabu.
The one who wrote the book.
Yawandiika musanduku
ya Mateo. The one who writes the Ark of the Covenant.
Kati bwe twenenya.
Now we repent.
Ye yasangula.
He erases them out.
Vula kitugwanira okwemwegattako mu kwenenya.
Part of us rejoin on him in repentance.
Ne yegayirwa abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'ayagala.
This is the saints as God wills.
Wakatonda kitaffe bwakkiriza.
When God the Father accepts.
Yasonyi era asasidde.
Forgiven and had mercy.
Olw'erinnya lya Mukama waffe.
For the name of the Lord Jesus.
N'olw'omusaayi gwe yayiwa.
For the blood he shed.
Omwe yajali ng'abisangula.
The Spirit comes and erases them.
Tutegeraganye bulungi.
Are we together?
Omwoyo yasangulamu ebintu.
The Spirit is the one who releases them out.
Omwoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Oba ekibuuziddwa ku bikwatagana n'ebiri mu sanduuke.
What has been asked concerning what is the Ark of the Covenant?
Bwe tuba tuweerezebwa ekitabo kino.
When we are being sent this book.
Ebintu ono byekiwandiikako. Byekifulumya.
It releases a few of the things.
Naye twawulira.
But we heard.
Yesu yakola ebintu bingi n'ebimu ku byo tebyabiwandiika.
Jesus performed many things that most of them were not written.
Yesu sanduuke ebirina.
But the Ark has them. And we had in these days, there are people who want to go on the waters to get all the waters, the things of Jesus. And whatever was done,
technology
searching that technology, and they have reached somewhere.
But
according to John, John 21. From 25, it says this. Let's begin from 24.
Yokane sule ya birimwe mulunyiri lwa birimwenya. Oyo ye muyigirizwa yategeeza bino. N'awandiika bino. Naffe tumanyi ng'okutegeeza kwe kwa mazima. Nate waliwo ebirala bingi Yesu bye yakola. Nabyo bwe biwandiikibwa kinnakimu. Ndowooza nti ensi zonna tezandigiddemu bitabo ebyandiwandiikiddwamu.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Ebintu ebimu.
Some of the things.
Bye tukola mu nsi mu ffenna.
In this world, all of us.
Byonna toyinza bisanga mu kitabo kino.
You cannot find them all in this book.
Kati omuntu ku kye yakola.
Now what the Spirit of the Lord did.
Ye byateesebwako ye kitaffe.
What was revealed by the Father.
Ne bye yalengera.
And what he saw.
Ebiribaawo.
Which will be.
Ebyalinga edding.
That were like headlines, headings.
They are
what were given us. Just
headings.
And the other book has those things.
Also.
But the other actions you abused, you did this. The ark has them.
Here
is the store. Everything which is and is not put in a line. It's detailed. Like you see, Jesus did many things.
Here,
what
spirit
of all? They say not all of them. But the scriptures are the major.
They
can explain all the others to us.
If you had
written down whatever you had done, books wouldn't have fitted even on the world.
You
wouldn't have space to sleep. And books are filled everywhere. When
you go to
the Ark of the Covenant, it has everything.
It was
made and it's big according to how we studied about it. And it's bigger times than planet Earth. understood that word proper. Is it clear? The one who writes, the one who lays it out. And they tell you
that
many of them are not written. And if you slap your wife, that they write it also here. But you have also done it, it's recorded up there.
Now soza, now
you begin to abuse and jeer each other. All that happened
have been
done on earth. The wind you see moving takes them on the old waters. And when the spirit comes in the rainbow and it picks every data of the waters and the waters lift themselves and we think it's swallowing evaporation. We call it evaporation. But
videos on
all videos of actions we've done. Remember, the spirit is all everywhere. According to Psalms 139, he said, where shall we run from your spirit?
It passes
and gathers everything from the waters.
Yes.
Every time it comes and picks, you always see many times. He has come to do what? God bless you. Praise the Lord, brethren. My question is connected to the other one. I'm asking. The day God said which is going to wind up the world, in the covenant box, is it written there? Is it specified there? We have a prayer. We have the time. It's going to be midday. It's going to be midday.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Concerning the day he retained it to himself, and in written, it is never there. Even if an angel, they don't know of it. Even the Son of Man was still here, it we never knew.
It
went back to the glory it was with the Father. And it's gone back as the Word. Now he knows it. But they put a time for us and the signs. As he was going to hear, he said, Luke 23, darkness happened at exactly midday. But it is said, the day is going to come back. Darkness still is going to happen. It will be exactly midday. And it will get night. After that, they will pass 3 hours. And the sun will come out, that is he himself.
The
Bible says, if I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. That's when they will prove it. Every eye will see him as every person sees the sun. He will be the one shining and he's the light of the world. As we study judgment, we don't know the day. We know the hour.
And
every time when it passes midday, and we wait for the one the next day.
we left
one day for us called today.
Now
when that day reaches you, today, every day you're working towards that today. Read Hebrews 3 and 4.
It
left us one day.
Lero.
It's called today.
Lero.
Every time it comes, it's today it can come. When it reaches midday,
and
we still have waited for you, but time is past. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.